T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show is brought to you by Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
All right. Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Thursday. It is the 28th day of March, and it's flying along here. Opening day for the Cardinals, although not at home, obviously. That's next week on the 4th, and we are excited. I will bet you Shohei Ohtani hits a home run today. You think he's betting on that? I got nothing. Come on.
He vehemently denies any sort of an involvement with betting, but come on.
How many
millions of dollars were transferred, wired over to his interpreter's account?
I let friends borrow $4.5 million to pay off gambling debts all the time.
Me too.
I personally don't gamble, but if I can help, I'm going to.
I tell them, as long as you stop doing it, just don't do it anymore. That was what initially came out, that he said, as long as you stop doing it, I'm going to give you this money. Sure.
Yeah. He's obviously not pitching this year. He's a designated hitter, because they want his bat, and he's not going to be pitching. So we'll see what happens. Who is it? Michaelis, who's starting for us today?
It's Michaelis. Yep. I think there's 6 Cardinals on the injured list right now. It's a rough start.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll be better by next week.
We hope so.
You think? All around? Hey, I did see the story about, and I guess maybe we get to find this out next week, Carl, in the media luncheon next week for the Cardinals?
No, a week after next. It's on the 9th.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
So it's after opening day?
Yes.
It's usually before the season starts,
isn't it? It depends on where they start.
But I don't know if Sue Thomas is with us or not, but I noticed that they are debuting slinger dogs at the stadium this year. And when we all worked at Channel 4 years ago on the morning show, we used to go to this little cafe downtown, and we'd all get a slinger. It was really good.
What is a slinger dog?
Oh, honey.
Oh, it's like covered with chili, and it's got eggs on it, and it just looks...
Eggs, potatoes, possibly egg.
2 fried eggs, a third of a pound of a hot dog, nacho meat, hash browns, and a freshly made Fazio's bun. That's the slinger dog. You'd be so stuffed, you wouldn't be able to eat anything else. And it's only, get this, it's for the bargain basement price of
$14. Oh, my gosh. Welcome to America.
At least you wouldn't. It's a party in your mouth, said the vice president of events.
They need to add more bathrooms to Busch Stadium if they're offering food like that. My gosh, that's a lot.
Know.
I mean, I love a good hot dog, but... Yeah. That's a lot. That's intense.
I know. It's they're going to have a couple of extra foods they're adding this year: Reuben sandwiches, brisket, macaroni and cheese. Usually, when we go to this media preview, they invite TV and radio people down there, it's you get to sample all this stuff. So I'm looking forward to that.
Wait, I'll I could potentially go?
I don't know if you were on the list or not. Well, so
I didn't
you
make
added.
The cut.
It came out a couple weeks ago. I don't know.
I definitely did not make the cut then.
I'm sorry, Kim. It's maybe okay. It's because you're new.
It's probably because I say asterisk.
It could be.
Do you think they listen?
I don't think that's it. All right, coming up, we'll get to Tom Ackerman. I want to ask you more about the playoff, the hockey playoffs that are in town. I kind of mistakenly referred to it earlier as the Frozen Four. It's not down to the four yet. They're still in the regional. St. Louis is hosting a regional for the NCAA men's hockey playoffs. And I ran into a bunch of their players last night when I went out to dinner, so we were talking about it. But it's being played at Centene, where the only like 2,500 people can get in, and it's kind of put a demand on the ticket prices out there. We'll ask Ackerman about it. I'm sure he's all in on that about 6:35 this morning. We'll get to that. We've got some ELO tickets to give away. We'll do that later this hour. But right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
This so-called squatter scam is something that's happening around the country. There's even videos telling people how to go in and take over an empty house.
Hey, can we get a round of applause there for Ron DeSantis? We were just talking about this squatter story and how ridiculous it is, and whoom, here comes America's governor banning the practice in the state of Florida. I love that.
She's Romney's niece. She changed her name to Daniels because she wanted to be embraced by Trump, who hated Romney.
Has a true word ever come out of Joy Behar's mouth? Because there's another lie that she's walking around spouting. It's the Daniels is the woman's last name.
Referring to a black mayor as a DEI mayor gets the point across, right? So, fellas, why not just say what you mean? You can't stand black people. We get it.
Joy Reid may be taking over the mantle of the biggest race baiter in America from the Reverend Al. It certainly sounds like it.
He's so insane. He just couldn't admit to losing. And we know he lost. He knows he lost. And look how he's fooled everybody.
Larry David spouting off yesterday to the media about his hatred of Donald Trump. And boy, is he passionate about his hatred of Donald Trump. I was a little taken aback by that. What's his show that he's
Curb your enthusiasm.
In the last season or something this year? I think I've curbed my enthusiasm for Larry David after listening to this. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Carl? Are you a big fan?
I enjoy that show. I don't know how it's going to end. There are only like 3 episodes left.
Oh. Yeah.
And
well,
they did have a couple seasons ago, he wanted people to leave him alone in L.A., so he wore a MAGA hat, and people left him alone in L.A.
Chris Wallace managed to get him on for an interview yesterday.
What a get.
The people of the radio program here who've been around for a while know that Chris Wallace, when he used to host Fox News Sunday, Kim, was a regular guest on this show, sort of like Shannon Bream is now. Fox makes their Fox News Sunday host available to their Fox News Radio affiliates. And we used to have Chris was a longtime guest on here, and people loved to hate Chris Wallace because he was a liberal in sheep's clothing, right? He fully embraced the cloak of invisibility that journalists wrap around themselves to hide their liberalism. He did. But the reason we had him on is that compared to all the rest, when he was on Fox, he was restrained about it. He's not now that he's on CNN, but he was when he was on Fox. He was more restrained compared to some of the others that were out there. Chuckles Todd or, you pick one, George Stephanopoulos, whoever they are. Chris was the lesser of the four evils, so we had him on once a week. Well, now he's gotten Larry David on. Listen to what Larry David thinks of Donald Trump.
So how much has the whole 2020 election and everything that has flowed from it pissed you off?
Oh, I mean, you can't go a day without thinking about what he's done to this country, because he's such a little baby that he's thrown 250 years of democracy out the window by not accepting the results of an election. I mean, it's so crazy. He's such a sociopath. He's so insane. He just couldn't admit to losing. And we know he lost. He knows he lost. And look how he's fooled everybody. He's convinced all these people that he didn't lose. He's such a sick man. He's so sick. Anyway, no, it hasn't impacted me at all.
Wow.
A little Kamala cackle that from the CNN cackle. Anchor there at the end.
You think if and when, I'm going to say, Joe Biden loses, that he's just going to be like, you know what? I accept that. I lost. Yep. Donald
Who, Biden?
Trump, you won. Yeah. You think Biden's just going to accept it? Like, everyone's so quick to say, and we all know we believe that obviously the election was stolen, but I'm saying people like him, like Larry David, where it's like, you know, oh, he knows he lost and he wouldn't accept it.
I always think it's important to put a fine point when we say the election in 2020 was stolen. The election in 2020, I believe, was manipulated legally, which is what makes it so maddening. It was manipulated legally by changing the laws at the last minute to allow multiple states to harvest votes of people who otherwise would not have voted. They generated votes that otherwise would not have existed. That's what's rotten about what happened in 2020. And there was no appetite on the part of judges or anybody else to investigate it. They didn't want to know. And they wanted to hide under the excuse, well, COVID. And that doesn't fly. And some laws have been changed since then to make sure it doesn't happen again. So, yeah. I mean, I think it's important to point that out.
I agree.
But you know, Larry David is more than happy to spit that lie out. And if Joe Biden loses, what I honestly believe will happen is, just like Donald Trump, he'll leave the White House. But every Democrat will claim that either Russia rigged it or China rigged it,
right,
or it wasn't fair. That's
hearing. That's exactly my point.
And they will never be labeled election deniers because they're Democrats.
Right.
That's the world we live in these days. It's sad. Coming up, we're going to talk to Tommy Ackerman. Maybe we'll get a Frozen Four update since they're in town here in St. Louis. We got baseball to talk about. We got hockey to talk about. There's so much going on this week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Right back. All right, time to give away a couple of tickets to see ELO, Jeff Lynne's Electric Light Orchestra, coming here September 6th to the Enterprise Center, where they ought to be playing NCAA hockey this weekend, but they're not. I'll just point that out. By the way, you can buy the tickets already. They're already on sale, but of course we're giving away tickets every day this week. So good luck to you. What caller should we pick this morning, Kim St. Ange?
About 11.
Oh, caller number 11 to 314-241-9797 gets a pair of tickets. And good luck to you, by the way. 314-241-9797 gets you some tickets. So I want to mention again, we are going to have a couple school board candidates on a little later today. And I can't stress enough the importance of turnout in this election. It's maddening to me, as somebody who's been in the media for all these years, who's watched this year after year after year, and quite frankly, watched the people who aren't operating in your best interest take advantage of it. And that would be, in my personal opinion, and they very wisely took advantage of it over the years, very discreetly, was the NEA. The Missouri NEA, the teachers' unions recognized if they could just turn out their own working staff, their own teachers, to vote, they'd probably overwhelm the number of regular, everyday citizens who were getting out to vote because of numbers. The election turnout is so low in these April elections, generally speaking, that it's easy to run a slate and get them elected. And it's not a new concept. It's something that's been going on for years and years. And I think the COVID thing blew the roof off of it, along with the fact that, as I pointed out in that article in the Post-Dispatch recently, when they asked for my comment on this, I refuse to endorse any candidate endorsed by the NEA because you cannot accept the endorsement of the Missouri NEA without also accepting the baggage that comes along with the NEA's endorsement. The NEA wraps its arms around the most radical issues in America. DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, the LGBTQ platform. They've openly, when you go to the NEA website, not the Missouri NEA, they wisely don't list this on the Missouri NEA website. They only have a link to the NEA. When you go to the NEA website, you see their full endorsement, vocal endorsement of the Biden administration, right? And everything the Biden administration stands for, all the wokeness that goes along with it, gun bans. I mean, they're all on board. All of this radicalness filters down to the people who've been endorsed by the Teachers Association. Now, they want the endorsement because they want the votes, but you can't have it both ways. You either support children and parents being in control of their children's education, or you don't. I want great teachers in the classroom. That is people who have the ability to communicate the curriculum to the kids, but I don't need them in there teaching my kids about morals or showing them pornography in the library, in the schools. And we've seen plenty of examples of that. So if you go to my voter guide, you're going to find the candidates locally who we have filtered and who we know stand for parents and children's rights and will be voices of common sense on these local school boards. 971talk.com. It's the first thing you're going to see when you go to that website. And you can download it. You can see who's running. And if you don't see your district listed, it means you don't have any acceptable choices this time around. You just don't. And if it says vote for two and I've only endorsed one, vote for one and write somebody in. I'm just telling you that right now. We're going to get to Adriana Kuhn and Sam Young from Francis Howe at 7:35.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Kim's got a huge smile on her face. Why is that, Kim?
So we had a debate the other day about what is the hardest sport. And we were, well, I know you were initially saying, Mark, that baseball. And then you revised that and you said, no, specifically hitting a baseball is the hardest thing you can do.
Professional sports. What's your take on that, Tom Ackerman?
I would say it's between hitting a baseball and hitting a golf ball consistently.
Yeah, well, it could be. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, golf, that's a difficult sport to master, but you can't master it. Even the best golfers can miss the cut, you know. But, yeah, I would say among team sports, the hardest thing to do is hit a baseball.
95 mile an hour.
Round bat, round ball, you know. And think about the best hitters in history do it 30% of the time. You know, hit a ball where a fielder isn't and drop it into the outfield or hit it through the infield. If you hit 300 for your career, you are a tremendous player. So it is a game of failure, and that's what I respect probably the most of these players is how difficult it is to do what they do. Pitchers in particular, you know, the Cardinals will succeed if they pitch, and I know that you look at these pitchers sometimes, you're like, wow, this guy is not a good pitcher. Actually, they're the best pitchers in the world. They're the ones who can hit a spot. The biggest difference, a minor league pitcher, if you tell them, hit that spot where the glove is, low and outside, right on the corner. They could hit it maybe 1 out of 10, exactly where you want it, consistently, boom, boom, boom. Major leaguers, they'll do it 9, 10 out of 10. The best ones, bam, every time, boom, boom, boom. And that's the biggest difference, and it takes years to get to that point. So a day like today, Victor Scott is making his debut in center field. The work that he has put in just to get here is tremendous. And this has been a huge leap for him, too. He hasn't played in AAA. This is from AA to Major League Baseball starting today. It is, you know, he has gone from facing the, you know, Arkansas Travelers or whatever to the best team in the, on paper right now, the LA Dodgers.
The Dodgers, yeah.
So. The other thing I looked at is the Dodgers, as good as they are, and everybody's falling all over themselves about how good they are, and they've spent, you know, they spent $1 billion on just two players, Otani and Yamamoto, and they brought in a lot of other players for their arsenal. They don't win all that much. I mean, they won the World Series in the shortened 2020 year, but before that, 1988, it is hard to just buy a team and win a World Series. So I don't know who's going to win the World Series. I don't know who's going to be in the World Series. Last year at this time, if you told me the Arizona Diamondbacks would be in the World Series, I'd say you're crazy. There's no way. And they did.
Should we put a side bet on whether Ohtani gets a hit today?
Ohtani will get a hit today, yeah. I mean, Michaelis is going to give up a lot of hits today.
Tom's ignoring me.
I'll go in on that bet with you.
Why? What was the bet?
He was making a bet joke.
We're joking about the interpreter with Ohtani.
Ohtani. Oh, come on. Gotcha.
Because LA has a whole bunch of cheaters on their team.
Yeah. Do they? I don't know. I don't know what Ohtani has done or hasn't done.
We don't know yet. It just seems. I love Pete Rose's comment on it, though. Wish I'd had me an interpreter back in the 70s. Did you hear
I didn't
that?
See that. That's good. I mean, you know, if anything, it's a huge distraction.
Oh, I'm sure.
That the Cardinals should hopefully take advantage of, but it's bad for baseball if there's anything more. I mean, so you want to make sure this gets cleaned up, whatever it is. There's just a lot of loose ends they need to figure out and get this thing straightened out.
I was more distracted by the slinger dog they were showing pictures of that's going to be at the stadium this year. Have you seen this thing?
I did. It looked pretty good for, like, this morning.
15
for
bucks.
Breakfast.
Oh, I know. A couple
but
of eggs
I can't
on it.
Eat that at a game. The thing's going to get all over me. I need, like, multiple napkins for that. Chili and egg yolk and...
$14? Right?
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
you say $14?
Yeah. I'd throw down $14 for that. Yeah, because that would fill me up the rest of the day.
It would.
$14, that's a pretty big meal. I mean, the eggs.
You get your eggs, your
meat, that's
going to
fill you up all day long. That's a pretty good deal, actually, for $14. I don't know how big the thing is, but it looked pretty big.
Yeah, the picture made it look massive. It's probably this tiny little corn dog-looking thing.
I think a beer is like $14, isn't it?
Probably.
like one of those mini dogs.
$30 on a hot dog and a beer. That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's two beers.
What is
it? Because it's not 12 ounces of beer. It's 18 or 24 ounces that you're paying for the $10 to $14 on.
That you're paying the amount
exactly.
you pay for 12 pack.
So
you
two beers.
Yeah, so you'd pay $14 for a large beer, right?
Yeah.
That's what, So I'd pay $14 for the slinger dog. But again, I probably, when I go to the game, I keep it very simple. Hot dog and maybe some peanuts, beer, I'm good to go.
So last night, for my wedding anniversary yesterday, Tom, I took my wife out to Annie Gunn's for dinner last night.
Oh, great spot.
So, loved it. Just fantastic big strip steak. It was delicious. As we're there, all this bus pulls up out front. We can't tell what it's all about, right? Because you don't think normally a tour bus would come to Annie Gunn's of all places. And I notice all these people walking in, and they've all got Michigan State stuff on their chest. They were the Michigan State hockey team here for the regionals for the Frozen Four.
Yeah, really great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see all that.
Centene is where they're playing, these guys are telling me, where they only seat like 2,500 people, and some of these teams draw thousands of people, fans, to their games.
So it's probably $1,000 a ticket to get in the place.
Yeah, Ethan was saying ticket prices are going up just to get a ticket to get out there.
Sounds like we need to build a new hockey arena.
I think so. They can't get into Enterprise, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they underestimated it. I don't know. But they've created some demand and attention because that's going to be in the news, I'm sure, the demand to get in there. That's pretty neat.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
It's good. And the final game we figured out is in St. Paul.
Yep,
this is just the regional. I thought maybe it was the final game.
We'll have the Frozen Four next year for the first time since 2007.
And they're going to be guaranteed Enterprise Center, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll be it.
Because Carl said, well, we don't know what the Blues schedule is that far out. How can they plan it? I don't know how they figure all that out. But
right.
You got to have a weekend. You can have 19,000 people in there and not 2,000.
True. Blues play tonight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Without Oscar Sundquist.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So who do you have winning tonight? Iowa State versus Illinois for Sweet 16?
Boy, Illinois is tough to stop. Iowa State's a great defensive team. Great. They don't have Terrence Shannon Jr. I think Illinois is a freight train right now. I think they're going to win this game tonight. And good luck against UConn, though. If UConn does what I think they'll do to San Diego State, which is beat them soundly, then they'll be ready to go for Saturday. And that'll be very hard for Illinois. But I think Illinois can survive tonight. Tonight's a late one. It's like
9:09 p.m.
I'm going to take a nap or something after opening day. I'll be watching tonight. Yeah, I love the Sweet 16. It's awesome. We should do a Sweet 16 bracket. Just start over.
You think?
Yeah.
All right. Because yeah. Now they don't have a dog in the race.
I know. All right, I have to go do a sports cast.
All right.
I wish
Thank
I could
you,
stay
Tommy.
With you guys longer.
I appreciate it.
Happy
right.
opening day, everybody.
Yeah happy no opening kidding. Day.
That's true. All right, looking forward to next week. So here's my luck, Kim, and Carl will get a kick out of this. He's going to laugh at me and say, oh, you sucker. So my mother has to have a fairly minor medical procedure that was supposed to happen Tuesday of this week, right? So they call me last week, and they say, we need to reschedule this. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. When are we going to reschedule it? The only day he's got coming up in the next 2 months is the 4th. And I didn't even think about it. I'm like, okay, well, you got to book it because it's got to be done.
Yeah.
So then I realized yesterday that it's on opening day.
Yep.
And I won't get to go to Kegs and Eggs or any of the festivities downtown because I have to have it there at 11. So that's
bummer.
A bummer. That is a bummer.
That's going to be a Middleman big day at I'll tell you. Ballpark
It's always
Village.
A big day. It's like a holiday downtown.
Right.
It's a fantastic party whether you're going to the game or not. Last year I did to see Waino. On his last opening day, but I will not be participating this year, it looked like. All right, coming up, we're going to get to another news with Kim, since Ethan continues his vacation this week. Next hour, Senator Ben Brown on ranked choice voting. He's got a bill pending in the Missouri Senate to prohibit ranked choice voting in the state of Missouri. And we'll ask him what that could mean and what the chances are of it getting passed at about 7:08. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
the former U.S. Senator and vice presidential nominee Joe Lieberman has passed away at the age of 82. His family says he died from complications following a fall. He was a longtime senator for Connecticut. Known as the first Jewish American to receive a nomination on the ticket of a major party. So during his 24-year Senate tenure, he was selected to be Al Gore's running mate. That was back in 2000. And then 4 years after losing that, he tried to secure a Democratic presidential nomination but was unsuccessful in that as well.
Yeah. You know, I was always mixed on Lieberman. I mean, he clearly was a member of a party I didn't support. There were times when he made a lot more common sense than a whole lot of other people in his party. That didn't mean I would ever have voted for him, but I'm sad to hear that he passed away, particularly since it was clearly unexpected. I mean, he wasn't young at 82, but it was a fall that claimed
yeah.
his life, right?
Yeah.
Some sort.
It's complications from a fall. I don't know. That is sad. All right, Meta, which of course is the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, is rolling out some changes to reduce the amount of political content that you see on the apps. The company initially announced this last month that it would stop proactively recommending political content from accounts that users don't already follow. The changes just started rolling out within the last week, so you're still going to see political content from users that you follow, just not from users you don't follow. Meta says these changes will roll out on Facebook at a later date.
Is that the same as saying if they're not going to filter political content? Because that's what they've been doing before.
Well,
what about ads?
Or letting political content go that they agree with and not letting it go if they don't. I mean, that's what I want them to commit to, right?
Surely they're still going to show ads, which then they can cater that. I mean, they still have control over that.
All I know is when I hear later date for Facebook, I think later date. After the election?
Probably, yeah. When are they going to start that? That's a good point, Ethan. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
All right, Subaru recalling more than 118,000 SUVs and sedans after they discovered an issue that stops the airbag from deploying. Don't you love to hear that? The recall covers certain Outback and Legacy models produced between 2020 and 2022. Dealers have to replace the ODS sensors on the front passenger seat to fix this issue and make sure the airbags deploy in a crash.
Wow.
What's up with all these recalls?
I don't know.
Doesn't it seem like there's been a lot?
Yeah, maybe. What kind of car is this? Hyundai, or this is a Subaru,
yeah,
which
Subaru.
Is
wow.
They're pretty well known for
safety
and crashes, I would think. Anyway, see a lot of them in national parks.
Yeah, oh yeah,
all over the place.
All right, 7 years after the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie, the franchise is getting a reboot. The producer told comicbook.com about the plans, but wouldn't say anything about the new storyline or any of the actors involved. But he supposedly said back in 2022 that Johnny Depp, who of course played Captain Jack Sparrow in all five of the previous movies, was unlikely to be playing that character again.
What's it going to be without Johnny Depp in it? Why can't they come up with new ideas?
It drives me nuts. And this one wasn't even that long ago.
Yeah.
Why are we remaking it already? I don't get
Like Roadhouse. I read they're remaking Roadhouse. They
Jake
remade
Gyllenhaal.
Roadhouse.
It's on Amazon. Yeah.
Do you think that after all of the stuff with that happened with Amber Heard, maybe I think that was the main reason all of that was going on. They said he wouldn't be involved. Maybe since that's all in
since
the past
he won.
Now, if he won, maybe that changes. But I can't imagine watching anything Pirates of the Caribbean without Johnny Depp.
Correct.
He is the heart of it. He's the center of it. It just, I can't do it.
I'm with you.
The first one was 23 years ago.
Was it really?
Okay, maybe if time flies. Thank you for that, Carl. Oops.
All right, I just want to apologize to anyone eating breakfast, but I have to share this story. Starting this year, anyone climbing Mount Everest will have to carry their poop back down the mountain with them in an effort to decrease pollution.
That's good to know.
I know, Sue, you plan to climb Everest. That's why I'm sharing this story. The vice president of the Everest Summiteers Association says the human waste problem on the mountain is a big issue and was polluting the mountain environment. Here's how it's going to work. Each climber will be given two bags that can be used six times each. Nepal gave out 478 permits to climb the peak last year. 12 people died. 5 remain missing.
Jeez.
Because they can only find...
They're like 200 dead people littering the trail on the way up there. Did you read? I read that the other day. There are dead bodies everywhere.
Because
they can't bring them
down.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do some math here. 6 per bag. How long does a trip take to climb Everest?
Thank you.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Depends on your skill level, Ethan, I guess, apparently.
And if you
maybe
don't
it's
die.
All that pressure at a high altitude that contributes to it.
Better take something to constipate you
all
so
right,
you don't have
to go
very often.
All right, there's
number 12. What now? But it does make sense, right? I mean, there is some reason to it. It's just ew.
Yeah, but how are you going to contain the smell?
But I remember when we went, I hiked on the Tetons when I was in middle school. I went to science camp, believe it or not.
Nice.
And we were told that was called taking a bear. And if you had to go number one, it was taking a coyote.
Okay.
And if you had to go take a bear, you had to dig a hole and bury it.
But you can't do that on Everest.
So why? Okay, well.
Because it's frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Taking a bear.
Here's a thought.
I never took no, just a coyote. The guys were all like, I'm going to go take a bear. They thought it was so funny. This is like, we're seventh
what
graders.
What seventh grade gym teacher came up with that? Because that's where that came from.
They just wanted to be able to say that they were taking a bear.
I'm going to tell that to my roommates later.
No kidding. Thank you.
All right, you've probably heard people talking about the upcoming solar eclipse. That's on April 8th. But some businesses are really trying to capitalize on this. So Sonic's selling a limited-time blackout slushy float to try to celebrate. You get a free pair of those eclipse glasses with the purchase. By the way, you need those eclipse glasses.
Hard to find.
Smoothie King's going to have a special Eclipse Berry Blitz smoothie. Then this week, Oreo's going to have a limited edition space dunk cookie with layers of blue and pink cosmic cream.
Wow. And the bars are going to have a blackout special.
Oh, there's a blackout special every weekend at the
every
bars.
Every weekend.
No need for the eclipse.
Bar of your choice. All right. Nice. All right. Coming up, we're going to get Senator Ben Brown talking about his bill to ban ranked choice voting. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.